Imagine walking into a networking event feeling not dread, but genuine excitement. What if instead of focusing on what others can do for you, you asked, "How can I help?" This simple question transforms networking from a transactional chore into an opportunity for authentic connection. In a world where we're digitally connected yet increasingly isolated, this mindset shift is revolutionary. Despite our hyper-connected lives, American social networks have shrunk by nearly one-third since the 1980s, creating a loneliness epidemic that affects our health, well-being, and work performance. Research shows lonely workers are less productive, more likely to quit, and experience higher burnout rates, a situation the pandemic only worsened. The traditional networking approach gets it backward. By separating our work self from our personal self, we create superficial connections that prevent us from bringing our whole selves to professional interactions. The most successful business relationships mirror the authenticity of personal ones. They emerge from supporting others, amplifying underrepresented voices, and using business as a force for positive change. Meaningful connection follows a three-part framework: gather, ask, do. This methodology helps create your personal constellation of relationships centered around the question, "How can I help?" In the gather stage, you connect with yourself first, examine your relationship with yourself, and clarify your values and goals. Are you an extrovert energized by large gatherings, or someone who prefers intimate connections? Understanding this helps you stay intentional and make the biggest impact without burning out. During the ask phase, you deepen relationships through curiosity rather than self-interest. By listening actively and seeking ways to be of service, you shift from transactional networking to genuine relationship building. The do stage is where magic happens. Taking immediate action to help others builds trust and deeper connections. Research confirms that people with robust social networks perform better, feel more fulfilled, and even live longer. The key is seeing and being seen by others in an authentic way. Like tending a garden, meaningful connections require regular care. Using modern communication tools with intention allows you to bring people together without the anxiety that makes networking feel like a dirty word. Your existing network is your biggest asset, even when starting fresh. Every person you know has something valuable to offer your career. Common excuses about being too busy or not wanting to bother others often mask a fear of vulnerability. Most Americans consider only 15% of coworkers real friends, maintaining artificial barriers between professional and personal relationships. Breaking down these barriers can transform colleagues into genuine friends. We're influenced by people up to 4 degrees of separation. Each new connection potentially links you to thousands. Nicholas Christakis's research shows how happiness and altruism ripple through these interconnected networks. Of the 4 manager types, teachers, cheerleaders, always on, and connectors, connector managers build the strongest teams. Working for a connector triples your chances of becoming a high performer and increases engagement by 40%. These leaders excel at facilitating relationships both inside and outside the organization. Stop waiting for invitations and start creating gatherings. Traditional networking often feels forced, but hosting transforms your mindset from "Will I be invited?" to "Who should I invite?" putting you in a position of leadership. When you extend invitations, recipients naturally want to reciprocate. But first, define your gathering's purpose. Are you trying to raise awareness, educate, or fundraise? Being intentional means learning to say no thank you when necessary, countering people-pleasing tendencies. Organize gatherings around specific causes to create natural alignment among attendees. Whether supporting political candidates, discussing reproductive rights, or addressing practical challenges like managing kids' screen time, purpose-driven gatherings foster meaningful connections. Relationships need regular maintenance. Set aside time monthly to check in with people. No asks, no required responses. Simple thinking of you messages show you value genuine connection, building trust that becomes the foundation for meaningful professional relationships. Co-working spaces provide more than workspace. They create community. With 3.8 million global members by 2020, these environments combat isolation through shared spaces and events. Studies show members experience expanded networks, 79%, reduced loneliness, 83%, and increased happiness, 89%. These spaces unite diverse professionals, enabling idea cross-pollination. Specialized communities like Ethel's Club for people of color, The Riveter for working women, and The Crew, peer coaching, demonstrate how targeted spaces can promote both inclusion and connection. Virtual alternatives exist for those without access to physical spaces. Online communities like the League of Badass Women and The What, which grew to 35,000 members through authentic engagement, prove digital spaces can foster meaningful connections. Valuable professional relationships often stem from casual encounters. Sociologist Mark Granovetter's 1973 research revealed 82% of professionals found jobs through occasional contacts rather than close friends. Network building follows an S-curve, starting slowly before experiencing rapid growth. Understanding this pattern helps maintain momentum during early stages, knowing consistent effort leads to exponential results. What's challenging for you right now? Anything you need help with? This question transforms networking events by shifting focus from rehearsed pitches to genuine connection. It equalizes interactions by acknowledging everyone both needs and can offer assistance. Enter networking situations focused on what you can offer rather than gain. When helping becomes your goal rather than personal benefit, fear of rejection diminishes. Understanding different perspectives isn't just nice, it's essential for business success and addressing societal polarization. Curious engagement and active listening expand your knowledge and perspective. Adam Grant advises that being a giver means setting smart boundaries, not saying yes to everything. Become a generosity specialist by offering high-impact, low-effort help, like sharing knowledge or making introductions that create value without depleting energy. Think of connections not as isolated dots, but as parts of a larger constellation, where meaningful links create something greater than the sum of its parts. When building connections, focus on inspiring visions rather than small transactions. Instead of getting a job in fundraising, aim for eliminating world hunger. This creates more meaningful, lasting relationships. Women need two types of networks, one including men for career advancement and a close-knit female circle for gender-specific support. Research shows women benefit from male mentors professionally, while an inner circle of 2 to 4 women provides essential peer support. Evaluate your network's diversity across age, gender, race, socioeconomic status, and geography. Diverse connections enhance both personal and professional growth by offering new perspectives and opportunities to better serve various audiences. When you embrace meaningful connection, work and life blend naturally. With purpose-driven relationships and work you love, the boundary between personal and professional dissolves into a unified, fulfilling constellation.